Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Is there too much money in politics? Let's go in-depth with Brad Anderson with the nonpartisan group, Iowa Pays the Price. Well, Brad, what's Iowa Pays the Price?
Well, Iowa Pays the Price is a nonpartisan organization really dedicated to raising this issue of money in politics. And we've got two Republicans, two Democrats, and one no-party student from Ames on our board. And this, the organization really formed after 2014. And what we saw in 2014 was something that we had never seen before in the history of the state of Iowa. So in 2010, which was the midterm election prior to 2014, we had about $30 million spent on federal campaigns in Iowa. And then you jump to 2014, which is the next midterm. This is in the wake of the Citizens United decision, which allowed corporate spending in our political system. You saw $112 million spent in the state of Iowa in our federal election. So you went from $30 million to $112 million, which is a remarkable jump. But that's not even the scariest number, in my opinion. The scariest number was the percentage of the money that was spent by outside groups. And in 2014, for the first time in Iowa history, we had 67% of all the money spent in our political campaign spent by outside groups. So these are the shady outside groups with these generic sounding names that are not based in Iowa. Next Gen Energy, Americans for Prosperity, American Priorities, Freedom This, Freedom That. They spent 67% of all the money. So what's happening is our campaigns are being hijacked by these outside groups. There's way too much money in the political system. And worst of all, the voters are getting discouraged. And I'll be honest, I was a candidate for Secretary of State, and I was knocking on doors. And I cannot tell you how many people said, and I knew they had a ballot. I knew they had requested a ballot. They said, you know what? I'm not even voting. I'm not even casting my ballot because I'm so sick of the money. And we had 55,000 Iowans in 2014 who had requested a ballot that never mailed it in. And really what's happened is the money is discouraging people from voting and participating. And something needs to change. And that's what Iowa Pays the Price is dedicated to, is really engaging presidential candidates and finding what are some meaningful solutions to resolve this issue of money in politics.
And so what's the problem with the money in politics? I like the money being spent in Iowa. It's sort of interesting to me to watch the different campaigns come, and it becomes, you know, sort of an economic stimulus to local communities, to the media. I guess in terms of that, we sort of like the entire caucus process, right?
Oh, we love the caucus process. And I'm not even really talking about the caucuses. I am more talking about the general election. And what we saw in 2014, if you were watching TV, and you and I remember this, you're watching TV, and the last 4 weeks, there were no shoe ads. There were no car ads. They were all political ads. But the most important thing is a vast majority of those ads were negative attack ads funded by these outside groups. And the reason these outside groups that formed in the wake of Citizens United, that are funded by corporate dollars, a lot of which we can't identify, are running negative attack ads is they are not based here in Iowa. They're based somewhere else. So they're not held accountable by the people of Iowa. And I think you'd be hard-pressed to go around the state talking to Iowans and saying, hey, do you like the political negative attack ads? And having Iowans say, yeah, you know, I really love those ads. I don't think that's what you would hear. And given that fact, it is the fact that in 2014, we had the first open U.S. Senate seat in decades. And our voter turnout was the same as in 2010. In other words, all this additional money came into our system, it didn't affect voter turnout one bit. In fact, you could make a very strong case it had a diminishing effect on voter turnout. And so the fact that Iowa is a battleground in a presidential campaign, we will inevitably see wall-to-wall advertising, more money injected into the system. We'll be one of a handful of battleground states by next November, and it's going to be a real problem. So I'm not naive to the fact that we're going to resolve this issue this election, but I think by the end of this, you're going to see people raising up, standing up to this and saying, we need a change. Because I will tell you, the Des Moines Register did a poll, and 94% of Iowa Democrats think there's too much money in politics. 91% of Iowa Republicans think there's too much money in politics. I think people think there's too much money in politics, and I think we need to do something about it.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Brad Anderson with the nonpartisan group, Iowa Pays the Price. Well, some of it is the ads. And one of the things that sort of bothers me about the ads, the attack ads, are some of them aren't true. I mean, I know factually they're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so that sort of bothers me. I follow the political process enough that I worry about misleading people that don't. Is that people that don't follow it, that believe what they actually see? Is that one? Is that your main concern, or is your concern the fact that the money is influencing the candidates?
Well, I think both. I think we want to see we want to see true advertising, and I think the false advertising out there is very frustrating and very discouraging, and but it's really more the tone. And when you have wall-to-wall advertising that is dark, scary voices, negative, shrill, don't vote for this person, don't vote for that person, funded by outside groups that nobody really even knows who is backing these organizations, that's where voters throw up their hands and they say enough. And we had seen this in the past, but we had never seen it on the scale at which we saw it in 2014. Really, something different. I think most Iowa voters would agree there was something different about 14 that was different from previous elections, and something worse about it. And I knocked on doors in the last couple weeks of the election. I knocked on doors in Des Moines, Ames, Mason City, and then back in Des Moines. So I was going around the state, and at first I thought it was anecdotal. I thought people saying, hey, I'm not going to vote. Yeah, I said, well, you requested a ballot. No, by the end, I knew it was symptomatic. It was really a fundamental issue. And then, of course, the numbers showed that we had a record number of people who had requested a ballot that didn't bother to vote. And now, look, the FEC numbers that were just released last week shows that in super PAC funding and in candidate funding, they've already raised about $500 million. $500 million in an off year, a year before the election. That is remarkable. We know it's going to escalate very dramatically come next year. And it's really something that we need to do. Luckily, I would say candidates on both sides of the aisle that we have talked to directly, number one, believe it is a problem, and number two, offer solutions to it. So, I think that's encouraging, and hopefully the American people join us and stand up and believe that we need a change.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Brad Anderson with the nonpartisan group, Iowa Pays the Price.
Well, we'll talk about solutions here in a minute, but right now, what about issues of free speech? And how can we stop somebody from spending money and doing what they want to do with it? And why would we want to?
That is a great, great question. That's actually a fundamental question to this, is this notion of free speech. And we all support free speech. It's obviously, it's in our Constitution. The question is, do corporations have the same right to free speech that individuals have? That's what the fundamental basis of Citizens United is the fact that they believe that corporations do have that right to free speech, whereas a lot of people, including Republicans, mind you, Lindsey Graham is one that doesn't believe that corporations have the right to free speech. Jim Leach, a Republican congressman from Eastern Iowa for decades, is another one that doesn't believe that corporations have the right to free speech, because what happens is when corporations inject tens of millions of dollars into a local Senate race, you're really drowning out the voices of those that do have the right to free speech. And so one of the solutions, and I would argue probably the most important solution that we need to address at some point, is this idea of getting rid of Citizens United and overturning it. And while Iowa Pays the Price is not a prescriptive organization at this time, we're really out there just seeking solutions. I will say, as a person, individually, I do support overturning Citizens United, and I think it's fundamental to our democracy that we do that. But it all resolves around this issue of free speech. And, when you've got 90% of Iowans saying we have a real problem here, and it's because of the fact that corporations are spending this unlimited money in our elections, and this is on both sides of the aisle, I think we need to do something about it.
And James Leach, people will remember him. You mentioned him a moment ago, former congressman from Eastern Iowa. He's on your board, right?
He is on our board, yes. And we were honored to have former Congressman Leach join our board. He has talked about the issue of money in politics for decades, because you know, he famously didn't take any contributions over $250. He didn't take any money from people outside of Iowa. He's always believed in this idea of campaigns should be funded really at the grassroots level. And he said something really profound to me about a month ago. He said, you know, this Citizens United decision is the worst decision since the Dred Scott decision in our Supreme Court history. And that's a profound statement. This is coming from someone who really does study history, knows Supreme Court decisions backwards and front, and he thinks that the Citizens United decision, he puts it up there with Dred Scott. So, and again, it just goes to this issue. It's not a liberal thing. It's not a right-wing thing. It is a fundamental issue that we need to maintain our democracy. And if you go overseas, you see these elections that are funded by oligarchs. And in America, we just kind of roll our eyes at that. Oh, that would never happen here. Well, and I'm not saying it's happening now, but we got to do something before it does happen and before our elections completely do get hijacked. Then we got a real problem on our hands.
Well, we've got some people pretty darn close to that capacity funding of the election process, right?
Oh, we do. I mean, you see billionaires on both sides of the aisle saying, well, we believe in this issue, right? Whether it's we've got billionaires talking about climate change on one side, we got billionaires highlighting tax cuts on the other side and limited government. And we believe in this issue, so we're going to spend $1 billion of our own money making sure that our candidate gets elected president. That's a nightmare scenario for us, because then you've got this situation where they are completely drowning out the voices of regular people that believe in a candidate, that go out, they knock on doors, they maybe contribute $100, $200. How are they supposed to stand up when you've got some guy with $1 billion saying, I want tax cuts for everybody? It tips the scales of the plan, of democracy in favor of those willing to spend unlimited resources, and that's something that we just cannot afford.
Well, if any of our listeners believe there's too much money in politics, what would you like them to do?
Well, if any of your listeners want to join our cause, We are at iowapaystheprice.org. So iowapaystheprice.org. Follow us on Facebook. Get involved. And I know we have the luxury of really this incredible access to candidates here in Iowa. And so I would encourage your listeners to go to events, raise your hand, and ask, what is your solution? Obviously, be respectful, but what is your solution to this issue of money in politics? Because I believe it's a problem. And see what they have to say. And then ultimately support the candidate who you believe has the best solution on moving forward on this issue. We are going to have a rally at the federal courthouse in Des Moines on November 8th. And the rally is Stand Up to Super PACs. And so we're encouraging people to attend. We're going to have speakers. We're going to have music. It really is basically to show that our strength in numbers and to raise awareness of this issue. And if anyone wants to attend, again, it's on Sunday at the federal courthouse. And we're going to have a time soon to be announced. And we'll be listing that on our Facebook page and our website.
Thanks to Brad Anderson for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.